Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Yesterday, Representative Antonio Delgado announced he will hold his 15th and 16th town halls in the 19th District in Dutchess and Greene counties. The first one coming up this Saturday at the Dutchess County Town Hall at Amenia Town Hall. It will run from 5 till 6 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th. The second one on Monday, July 22nd at the Greene County Town Hall. The Subverfa's Malting and Brewing Beer Cafe on Main Street in Catskill, New York from 6:30 till 7:30. So, once again, Antonio Delgado will hold his 15th and 16th town halls in the 19th District in Dutchess and Greene counties. First one will be this Saturday at Dutchess County Town Hall and Amenia Town Hall on Route 22 from 5 until 6 p.m. And the second one coming up on Monday, the 22nd, Greene County Town Hall at the Subverfa's Malting and Brewing Beer Cafe on Main Street in Catskill, that from 6:30 until 7:30. Falls Village Social Services working together with North Canaan Social Services offering vouchers for fresh produce and meat from vendors in our area, a program supported by a grant from the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. Vendors include loans Silo Farm, Freund's Farm, and Ford's Farm. Vouchers are available for use at the vendors at the farm markets in Salisbury and Norfolk on Saturdays. Families in need of those vouchers who would like to receive them, contact Teresa Graney at Falls Village Social Services, 860-824-9855, or email socialservices@canaanfallsvillage.org, or contact B.J. Kristinet at North Canaan Social Services, or email socialservice@northcanaan.org. In response to the closing of the only grocery store in Millerton, Northeast Dutchess, Transit providing shopping trips to Freshtown and Amenia on Tuesdays and Fridays, rides will be leaving from the Northeast Community Center at 1. If a client is unable to get to the Northeast Community Center on South Center Street, someone will pick that client up at home. If it works with the schedule, everybody must pre-register on a first-come, first-served basis. There is limited seating. The round-trip fee is $5. Future trips will be planned to ShopRite, Acme, Walmart, and Stop & Shop. To register for a ride or more information, 518-592-1399, extension 5. American Red Cross, as an emergency after the shortage of blood on the July 4th holiday, Noble Horizons holding a bloodmobile today, 1 till 6 at 17 Cobble Road. Appointment can be made at redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. Paul Ramuni, author of the recently published Accordion Stories from the Heart, will speak and perform at the Douglas Library. That happens tonight at 7 o'clock. He's the founder of the New England Accordion Connection and Museum Company in Canaan. Books will be available for signing. Contact the library for more information at 860-824-7863. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield, featuring activist Cynthia Pleas. She will conduct a lecture and display photos of a recent trip to Poor People's Gathering in Washington, D.C. That'll happen tonight at 7:30. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield presents a swing dance featuring the fabulous Versatones tonight. Doors open at 7:30. A dance lesson will take place at 8. No partner necessary. More details at 413-229-2357. Once again, lobsters will be sold at the Montgomery Lodge. It's July 20th, the date. You need to order by noon today to get your lobsters, and you can order at 860-435-9722. A flea market sale to benefit the Sissing Theater Guild takes place rain or shine on Saturday from 8 until 2. It'll take place at Duell's Hardware on South Main Street. Cornwall Rummage Sale will be held on Saturday to Monday the 22nd. Clothing, sporting goods, children's toys, kitchenware, and more. Books are all at the UCC Parish Hall in Cornwall. Furniture and art are at the Cornwall Town Hall. Sale hours are July 20th, 9 to 2, July 21st, 11 to 2, July 22nd from 9 until noon. Pets are not allowed. Credit cards are not accepted, only cash and personal checks. Visit Dutchess County Parks Division's information table on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Millerton Farmers Market. Displayed will be plans for the county parks, including improvements at Wilcox Memorial Park and nearby Milan. The park also features local farmers, bakers, and food artisans. On Saturday at 11, Noble Horizons welcomes Amy Wynn, Executive Director of the American Mural Project, who will offer an insider's look at the largest indoor collaborative artwork in the world, a mural, a tribute to American workers. The artist launched the project in 2002 with the support of advisors. More than 15,000 children and adults have helped create pictures of the mural. An additional 30,000 from all 50 states are expected to help finish the project. More information at 860-435-9851 or noblehorizons.org. This summer, the Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives presenting In Plain Sight, a series of monthly history walks. On Saturday at 4 p.m., join them to learn about Eden Hill from Mission House to Mercy Sunday. Coinciding with the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village presenting the group exhibition One Small Step, 50 Years of Art and the Moon Landing. An opening reception will take place on Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. The exhibit will remain on display through August the 10th. The Re-Institute presents Floor Show Map of the World, curated by Julie Torres, Ellen Lechter, and Susan Jennings. The exhibit opens on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m., followed by a potluck, and runs through Saturday, August 24th. Re-Institute is located at 1395 Boston Corners Road. More information, thereinstitute.com or 518-567-5359. The gallery of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum presents Wind and Water, a juried exhibition and sale of artworks by local artists, running July 20th through August 30th, and opening wine and hors d'oeuvre reception, which the public is invited free of charge to, will be held Saturday from 5 until 7. The Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, New York, presenting an evening of music featuring Stone Soup, a locally eclectic contemporary jazz-based trio, on Saturday night from 5 till 6:30. More details at 518-325-4101. Berkshire's third annual Jewish Festival of Books has been running since July 18th. It'll wrap up on the 21st at Haverth of Southern Berkshire on Route 23 in Great Barrington. More information at 413-528-6378. Sunday evening concerts continue on the north deck of the Canaan Depot, One Railroad Plaza in North Canaan. This coming Sunday, Robert C. Fullerton, 5:30 until 6:30, presented by the Cranford Club. Tips for the musicians are appreciated. And a reminder, going on today and tomorrow, from 6 until 10 o'clock in North Canaan, it's the Canaan Carnival, as Railroad Days has kicked off. And also the carnival in Dover goes on also tonight and tomorrow as well. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 3.12 to 27,222.97. NASDAQ starts off today at 8207.24 and the S&P 500 at 2995.11. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.